State Examinations Commission, Leaving Certificate Applied, 2008. Social Education. Section A. Oral Test. You will hear a recording of a report. This report focuses on the issue of high street fashion, the ethical dilemma. There are two parts to this report. After hearing each part of the report, you will be given time to answer the questions as instructed. First playing. You will hear the entire report. This will give you a general idea of what the report is about. Second playing. You will hear only part one. Listen carefully as you will hear this only once. After this playing, you will be given time to answer questions 1 to 5. Third playing. You will only hear part 2. Again, listen carefully as you will only hear this once. After this playing, you will be given time to answer questions 6 to 9. Fourth playing. You will hear the entire report. You should then answer question 10, which will be spoken on the recording, after which you will be given time to write your answer. You will now hear the full report. There is space for notes in your answer book.
Have you ever had that odd moment when shopping in a high street store and thinking about buying a beautiful embroidered top for €20, wondering how they could possibly sell it for so little? When you think about it, you realise that if you are not paying the price for this top, then someone else probably is. Over the last 10 years, the price of fashion has reduced by about one third. Clothing is often made in some of the poorest parts of the world, such as Asia, Africa and South America, because labour costs are cheaper. Although clothing manufacture of this type can bring real benefits to communities through providing work and steady incomes, in many places it means unfair and unsafe working conditions, long hours and pay which is so low that it does not allow workers enough money to pay for food, healthcare and other basic needs. Article 23.3 of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights states that everyone who works has the right to just and favourable payment, which ensures an existence worthy of human dignity. These textile workers who produce clothing for the high street fashion shops are not paid a living wage. A living wage enables families to meet their needs for food, clean water, shelter, clothing, education, healthcare and transport. Without a living wage, workers remain in a poverty trap that prevents them from fulfilling their basic expectation of raising a family and condemns future generations to a similar fate. Time and time again, we see that poverty wages long working hours and poor working conditions are the rule, not the exception. This is not news. The fashion industry has been criticised for these problems for more than a decade, with little change made and companies still unwilling to ensure that workers earn a decent wage.
On a visit to one of these clothing factories, we found many workers were fearful of talking to a reporter. Those who did described how they are kept in crowded dormitories and work a typical 17-hour day. Workers are supervised closely, have few rest breaks, and are under pressure to meet demanding levels of production. These conditions described are akin to slave labour. However, there is little point in taking a stand against the conditions. Recently, workers who complained about the living and working conditions claim that their wages were then stopped. Fashion brands have the money and power to do the right thing by these textile workers. There is a code called the Ethical Trading Initiative, or ETI, that is designed to stop child labour and this type of slave labour. It promotes the right to a decent living wage and the right to safe and clean working conditions. The problem is, in order to sign up to this code, companies need only demonstrate a willingness to work towards these conditions. This does not mean that they will strictly follow all of the principles. To date, the fashion industry has proved unwilling to police itself effectively. As concerned citizens, it is time to call on our government to insist that retailers adhere to all of the principles of the ETI. Think about it. The next time you think you have found a real bargain, consider whether the shop you are buying it from adheres to the ETI. Consumers cannot keep buying cheap clothes and not ask where the clothes come from.
You will now hear part one of the report. Please read questions 1 to 5. You have 1 minute.
Have you ever had that odd moment when shopping in a high street store and thinking about buying a beautiful embroidered top for €20, wondering how they could possibly sell it for so little? When you think about it, you realise that if you are not paying the price for this top, then someone else probably is. Over the last 10 years, the price of fashion has reduced by about 1/3. Clothing is often made in some of the poorest parts of the world, such as Asia, Africa, and South America, because labour costs are cheaper. Although clothing manufacture of this type can bring real benefits to communities through providing work and steady incomes, in many places it means unfair and unsafe working conditions, long hours, and pay which is so low that it does not allow workers enough money to pay for food, healthcare, and other basic needs. Article 23.3 of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights states that everyone who works has the right to just and favourable payment, which ensures an existence worthy of human dignity. These textile workers who produce clothing for the high street fashion shops are not paid a living wage. A living wage enables families to meet their needs for food, clean water, shelter, clothing, education, healthcare, and transport. Without a living wage, workers remain in a poverty trap that prevents them from fulfilling their basic expectation of raising a family and condemns future generations to a similar fate. Time and time again, we see that poverty wages, long working hours, and poor working conditions are the rule, not the exception. This is not news. The fashion industry has been criticised for these problems for more than a decade, with little change made and companies still unwilling to ensure that workers earn a decent wage.
Please answer questions 1 to 5 now. You have 10 minutes. You have 5 minutes left. You have 1 minute left. You will now hear part two of the report. Please read questions 6 to 9. You have 1 minute.
On a visit to one of these clothing factories, we found many workers were fearful of talking to a reporter. Those who did, described how they are kept in crowded dormitories and work a typical 17-hour day. Workers are supervised closely, have few rest breaks, and are under pressure to meet demanding levels of production. These conditions described are akin to slave labour. However, there is little point in taking a stand against the conditions. Recently, workers who complained about the living and working conditions claim that their wages were then stopped. Fashion brands have the money and power to do the right thing by these textile workers. There is a code called the Ethical Trading Initiative, or ETI, that is designed to stop child labour and this type of slave labour. It promotes the right to a decent living wage and the right to safe and clean working conditions. The problem is, in order to sign up to this code, companies need only demonstrate a willingness to work towards these conditions. This does not mean that they will strictly follow all of the principles. To date, the fashion industry has proved unwilling to police itself effectively. As concerned citizens, it is time to call on our government to insist that retailers adhere to all of the principles of the ETI. Think about it. The next time you think you have found a real bargain, consider whether the shop you are buying it from adheres to the ETI. Consumers cannot keep buying cheap clothes and not ask where the clothes come from.
Please answer questions 6 to 9 now. You have 10 minutes. You have 5 minutes left. You have 1 minute left. You will now hear the entire report again. After this, you will hear a recording of question 10.
Have you ever had that odd moment when shopping in a high street store and thinking about buying a beautiful embroidered top for €20, wondering how they could possibly sell it for so little? When you think about it, you realise that if you are not paying the price for this top, then someone else probably is. Over the last 10 years, the price of fashion has reduced by about one-third. Clothing is often made in some of the poorest parts of the world, such as Asia, Africa, and South America, because labour costs are cheaper. Although clothing manufacture of this type can bring real benefits to communities through providing work and steady incomes, in many places it means unfair and unsafe working conditions, long hours, and pay which is so low that it does not allow workers enough money to pay for food, healthcare, and other basic needs. Article 23.3 of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights states that everyone who works has the right to just and favourable payment, which ensures an existence worthy of human dignity. These textile workers who produce clothing for the high street fashion shops are not paid a living wage. A living wage enables families to meet their needs for food, clean water, shelter, clothing, education, healthcare, and transport. Without a living wage, workers remain in a poverty trap that prevents them from fulfilling their basic expectation of raising a family and condemns future generations to a similar fate. Time and time again, we see that poverty wages, long working hours, and poor working conditions are the rule, not the exception. This is not news. The fashion industry has been criticised for these problems for more than a decade, with little change made, and companies still unwilling to ensure that workers earn a decent wage.
On a visit to one of these clothing factories, we found many workers were fearful of talking to a reporter. Those who did described how they are kept in crowded dormitories and work a typical 17-hour day. Workers are supervised closely, have few rest breaks, and are under pressure to meet demanding levels of production. These conditions described are akin to slave labour. However, there is little point in taking a stand against the conditions. Recently, workers who complained about the living and working conditions claim that their wages were then stopped. Fashion brands have the money and power to do the right thing by these textile workers. There is a code called the Ethical Trading Initiative, or ETI, that is designed to stop child labour and this type of slave labour. It promotes the right to a decent living wage and the right to safe and clean working conditions. The problem is, in order to sign up to this code, companies need only demonstrate a willingness to work towards these conditions. This does not mean that they will strictly follow all of the principles. To date, the fashion industry has proved unwilling to police itself effectively. As concerned citizens, it is time to call on our government to insist that retailers adhere to all of the principles of the ETI. Think about it. The next time you think you have found a real bargain, consider whether the shop you are buying it from adheres to the ETI. Consumers cannot keep buying cheap clothes and not ask where the clothes come from.
You will now hear a recording of question 10. You will hear this question twice. Question 10. Give two reasons why you think that the fashion industry has proved unwilling to police itself. Question 10. Give two reasons why you think that the fashion industry has proved unwilling to police itself. You have 3 minutes from now to answer this question. You have 1 minute left. This completes section A, oral test. Please proceed to sections B and C of the examination.